This is day 36 of St. Mark's Church Journey Through the Psalms for Lent, Wednesday the 6th of April, Psalm 109. I'm reading verses 1 to 5 and verses 21 to 31 from the New International Version. O God, whom I praise, do not remain silent, for wicked and deceitful men have opened their mouths against me. They have spoken against me with lying tongues. With words of hatred, they surround me, they attack me without cause. In return for my friendship, they accuse me. But I am a man of prayer. They repay me evil for good and hatred for my friendship. Moving to verse 21. But you, O sovereign Lord, deal well with me for your name's sake. Out of the goodness of your love, deliver me. For I am poor and needy, and my heart is wounded within me. I fade away like an evening shadow. I am shaken off like a locust. My knees give way from fasting. My body is thin and gaunt. An object of scorn to my accusers. When they see me, they shake their heads. Help me, O Lord my God. Save me in accordance with your love. Let them know that it is your hand, that you, O Lord, have done it. They may curse, but you will bless. When they attack, they will be put to shame, but your servant will rejoice. My accusers will be clothed with disgrace and wrapped in shame as in a cloak. With my mouth I will greatly extol the Lord. In the great throng I will praise him, for he stands at the right hand of the needy one to save his life from those who condemn him. This psalm falls into two clear halves. The first half laments or grieves the psalmist's situation, which he blames on his enemies. We hear that wicked and deceitful men have opened their mouths against me, in verse 2, and surround me, verse 3, with words of hatred. They repay me evil for good and hatred for my friendship, from verse 5. The psalm then has some of the strongest words that I can remember, and I didn't read these out, asking for terrible things to happen to his opponents. Once again, this shows how very honest the psalms are about human emotion. None of it is left out. It's not all approved of, but it is all reported. However, the psalm shifts in verse 21, taking up again the prayer that the psalmist starts with in verse 1, which says, O God, whom I praise, do not remain silent. Sometimes, once again being honest, it feels like God is being silent, and the psalmist asks him to stop. But the psalmist has no doubts about God's character. He talks of the goodness of your love in verse 22, the honour of your name in verse 21, and your mighty hand in verse 27, which he wants to see publicly recognised. And he ends the psalm with the confidence that he will praise God. With my mouth, I will greatly extol the Lord. In the great throng, I will praise him. That's from verse 30. And it finishes with a beautiful phrase that I haven't seen anywhere else. For God stands at the right hand of the needy one to save his life from those who condemn him. As we reflect, let's read that verse again. For God stands at the right hand of the needy one to save his life from those who condemn him. That's verse 31. Which of us has felt alone recently? Who has felt needy? We're told here in no uncertain terms that God stands beside the needy one, beside the lonely one, sometimes unseen, but always listening, always answering prayer. So let's finish with a prayer based on these thoughts. So Lord Jesus, as we reflect on those we know and those we don't who are alone and in need at the moment, here in Ukraine, in the Yemen, in Afghanistan, in Syria, we thank you for your love, your powerful hand, your honour. And we thank you that you stand right next to the needy and lonely. We pray that you would let them know that today. In Jesus' name, Amen.